I was on Instagram yesterday.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And when I scrolled my feed, uh-huh. I came across a picture posted by a store that we both love.
A store?
Yeah, was a clothing it? Store. Yeah,
of course. You were, like, checking out some clothing.
It just popped up, okay? And I just loved what I saw there.
Okay.
This store is producing a t-shirt each week.
Right.
The t-shirt and what's on it depends on what's going on in the world. It could be something with politics when
right.
Trump became president. Or right.
So it's something current event related.
Yes. Uh-huh. And this week, it was a t-shirt where it says self-lover. I mean, come on.
That's cool.
Yes.
Can I see it? Because you're looking yes. at it right now. I can tell. Awesome.
So it is a white t-shirt. I know that they are selling a blue one too. And the text is big across the chest yeah. and it's red. Uh-huh. And on the blue t-shirts, I believe it's white text.
Okay.
And then the caption under the text or the picture is, "Don't forget to fall in love with yourself first." Hey, Liz.
Hey, Lena.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, all of you out there. Hope you're doing good. We're doing good.
We are doing good.
We love weekends.
Uh-huh.
Podcast day. Just want to say thanks to everyone for tuning in and following us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
How are you doing today, Lena?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good?
Nothing really specific more than I feel pretty calm.
How has your week been?
It's been, challenging and tough, but pretty good. Yeah.
Good.
So, how are you doing, Liz?
I'm doing good. Saturday, I'm looking forward to this weekend, and some fun things that we have planned. So, and I love having Fridays off. Like, I don't work on Fridays at the school where I work. And so I get to do so many other things that I love doing. And that's really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that I have time to do that. But I just have to mention my work at the school. It is just, I just felt so inspired at work this week.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mentioned in a previous podcast that I have gotten a challenge. Hey, Zola. I've gotten a challenge to do some things that are tough for me, and I'm accepting the challenge. I'm doing it and everything, and I think it's just boosting me all around. You know, it's just been really good with my students, and I mean, things are tough with them, but they've just been good moments. So I'm just really thankful, and it feels really good.
That's good
to feel good about that. So yeah, I'm good.
When we were filming for House Hunters International, we had a beer connection in our episode where we were at the brewery in Asheville, North right. Carolina, and also at the brewery here in Uppsala.
Yes.
We have gotten to know the owners, managers, brew masters. Yeah. And last time we were there,
here in Uppsala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for clearing that up.
No.
Last time we were there, we decided that we were going to come back and we're going to interview him.
Uh-huh.
And mm-hmm. we're also going to brew some beer.
Yes.
That is
so cool.
We used to do it a mm-hmm. little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a break from right. that. I'm getting more and more intrigued to do it again.
I know.
And this is going to be really cool because this is a cool brewery and they have all the professional stuff. And
because they're professionals.
Yeah. So it's going to be really fun to go there.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're open or anything. So
no.
It will just be
us and the,
yeah.
the guy. And so we are recording it in some way. And it will be our podcast next
yeah.
week.
Uh-huh.
The interview with him will be our podcast. So we're really excited mm-hmm. about that. And we're thinking that we're going to add some interviews a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
And invite people to join us on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
So if you have any ideas or thoughts, just send them our way. Or if you have any tips, that mm-hmm. would be great.
Tuesday, this coming week, mm-hmm. is Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is.
And don't leave us here now if you're against those kind of days.
Right.
To be honest, I'm not really a, what do you call it?
A like, fan.
A fan of those kind mm-hmm. of days, because I feel like it's all for stores to sell as much as possible.
Yeah.
And the most common thing is like, you should appreciate each other every day during right. the year and stuff like that. And I believe that.
Yeah.
And in fact, that when we were in the States this past Christmas, mm-hmm. Right after Christmas, they were already putting out Valentine's stuff in the stores.
I know.
And I was like, can't we just soak up Christmas first?
Yeah.
So we're not really going to focus on Valentine's Day in a typical, perhaps,
exactly
way of talking and thinking about it.
Right.
We have an unsatisfied cat right now.
She wants a tent. She likes to get under blankets and be cozy, and that's what she wants right now, but we're not getting up to do that.
No.
So we're not doing the typical Valentine's Day talk. No, we're doing a Liz and Lena twist on that.
Yeah. So, Liz, would you like to start a little bit?
I would. We're going to talk a little bit about turning Valentine's Day in a day as a recognition day, because it should be every day, even this. A recognition day of self-love, of taking mm-hmm. care of ourselves and how we do that. And I have to admit, that's been something that's been somewhat hard for me throughout my life. There were many things I didn't like about myself when I was in high school and younger because I felt different and I didn't accept that I was different. I mean, I wanted to be like everybody else instead of who I was in some ways. There were certain groups that made me feel safe and sort of accepted that I hung out with. But overall, I just didn't feel like I fit in. Mm-hmm. And then that made me not really like myself or want to change myself. And then I grew up some and went away to college and found some more like-minded people and realized I wasn't so strange. And I got married and that was good until it wasn't anymore. Mm-hmm. And when I was faced with the decision of what to do, whether to stay married or not, I finally decided, no, I cannot stay in this marriage. It's not good for me. And I think that that may have been one of the first times that I chose myself, that mm-hmm. I thought about myself. I have this tendency to want to take care of everyone around me and forget about myself. I don't know why that is, but that's just how I am. So getting a divorce was me saying, now I'm going to try to focus on myself.
And, yeah.
And I realized that it's okay for me to make things all about me sometimes and to really care about how I feel and what I want. And I do have a short little story about that time. I was in seminary studying theology, and I was in this really reflective state of mind because I was studying theology, but also I was going through almost this divorce or trying to decide if I was going to do this. So it was very much all about me and what I needed in my life. And my friends and colleagues around me, they teased me all the time. They were like, everything is all about you, all about you. And I defended that because I actually felt like, you know what? It is all about me. I need mm-hmm. to start with myself before I can be of any use to anyone else. I need to take care of myself. So it's a journey. I'm still on it. You even remind me many times, Lena, mm-hmm. that what is it that you want? Tell me your opinion. Mm-hmm. Express how you feel about things. So it's something that I still work on.
Yeah.
But I understand the importance of loving ourselves and taking care of ourselves. How do you feel about it, Lena? What are your experiences with self-love?
I am struggling majorly loving myself and even liking myself. And it's something that I'm working on every single day. And I'm going to try to explain how I'm working on it every single day. Because I'm trying to think of what do I not like mm-hmm. the way I look? And is that actually important? Is that really who I am? And then I'm trying to put myself into perspective and think about another person. If I were to describe what I like about the other person, it would probably not be that, oh, she has beautiful eyes, that comes in my mind at first. Mm-hmm. It would be, she's really caring. It would more be that I would describe that person's personality mm-hmm. first, more than to describe what I like about the person by his or her look. So why not take that on myself?
Exactly. Why not use that same criteria for yourself?
Yeah. I think that the first step is to see, what do I like and what do I not like? And now I'm not talking about how I look.
Mm-hmm. What's important to you in your life?
Yes.
Yeah.
For example, if I want to improve to be more social, because that is actually making me feel good, mm-hmm. but there's a step to reach that, then to find strategies, how can I reach that? Mm-hmm. And why am I not reaching it right now? Is it because I'm shy? Perhaps then I should start being social with people I'm really, really comfortable with. Also, to focus on positive things around me. Mm-hmm. What is making me feel good? And can I increase all the positive and good stuff in my life? Mm-hmm. But first I have to define what is making me happy.
Right.
A tip. I have made a happy list. I wrote it down in my notebook, and then I listed a lot of things that is making me happy. Because when I'm not feeling good about myself and how I look, it's usually based on something deeper and something that's negative. And that's why it's so important to bring in the happy stuff then. I took a picture of my happy list from my notebook. Mm-hmm. So I carry it on my phone all the time. And I never delete this picture from my phone. And I'm going to mention a few things that I wrote down. It's not in a specific order or anything, because it all depends on the day and what I can actually do. For example, the first thing that came to my mind was to be with you, Liz. Mm-hmm. But some days you're at work and I'm home and I can't be physically with you. Mm-hmm. And therefore I have to take something else on my list. So it all depends on the day and the situation.
Mm-hmm. But that's what's good with having like a big list.
Yes.
You can choose.
So what's making me happy is to be creative, to educate myself, to take pictures, film, edit, spend time with friends and family, and spend time with Zola.
The cat.
Zola the cat. Thanks. I also like to meet new people, spend time in places that are relaxing to me. For example, the archipelago. Mm-hmm. And that is, of course, something that's limited time during the year, but it is something that's making me happy. So if I know if I'm going there, mm-hmm. I could think of like, well, I'm gonna go there soon, so no worries about that. Mm-hmm. And then I need to pick something else from a happy list that I can use right then at the moment. So that is a tip for me to start increase the happy things in your life in order to make you feel better. Mm-hmm. Because I believe when you feel better about yourself, then the love for yourself is going to grow mm-hmm. as well. And it will not change in an hour or a day or a week, perhaps for some people. But I believe it's a journey that you have to work on every single day.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that in a sense, there's the opportunity to wake up and choose yourself every morning. Mm-hmm. To choose to be happy, to choose to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. My main tip is to make time every day. How do I need to take care of myself today? You know, mm-hmm. some days I may feel like I need to care for myself a little bit more, mm-hmm. you know, depending on how I feel. So I put in more of the things that I love. I actually push away things that I don't want, or I give myself permission to do things that I do want mm-hmm. even more. And some days I may feel, you know, really good and really strong and everything. And the only thing that I do is my meditation in the morning, and then I can focus on everyone else. And it varies from day to day.
Yeah.
But I also personally use weekends to recharge and really take care of myself.
Yeah.
So I can go hard during the week and focus, you know, and try to stay grounded and stay taking care of myself little bits throughout the day during the week. But then on the weekend, that's my that's my sacred time. You know, that's my time to be with you. That's my time to really relax and choose to do the things that I want to do. And I'm lucky to be able to have that type of life right now, you know. So to gather that list, as you say, Lena, mm-hmm. is really important. And to allow ourselves the time to do that. It's not easy to choose ourselves, I think, lots of times. It's really hard, but if we choose one thing, it's exactly as you say, if we choose one thing to do, that will increase our love for ourselves, and then we will be able to do it more and more. So for Valentine's Day, that's what we're going to do. We're going to love each other, you and me, Lena, but we're going to love ourselves as well.
Yeah, and what I love with our relationship is that we really communicate to each other. Mm-hmm. When we were struggling, sometimes if you have a bad day and I have a pretty good day, then instead of you dragging me down, I can drag you up.
Yeah.
And then the vice versa.
Right.
So I think the key is to really communicate with each other and to lift each other up instead of down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is a form of self-love in itself. Because if I communicate with you how I'm feeling, then that means that I'm actually taking care of myself and caring for myself by saying how I feel and what I need, and then you can help me out of that. Start with ourselves. Mm-hmm. Start with yourself, everyone. I mean, that's the foundation. And all of the love that you have for yourself, when you build that up, it will automatically just flow out to everyone else. It will. I truly believe it. So let's move on and do some little challenge thoughts. And challenges, I think, are ways to love ourselves and grow. What do you have, Lena, as a challenge for next week?
I have a really practical one. It is that we have two storage units in the basement, which is right under our apartment. And one is pretty organized because we went through our clothes and got rid of a lot of stuff. The other one's not so organized. It's it's almost like a puzzle to put something in there.
Okay, but if we look at other people's and think about other people's, it looks pretty organized. It may be filled with boxes and some furniture that's just kind of like crammed in, but all of that stuff is organized.
Yeah.
I mean, things.
And we don't have that many things since we have moved a lot. But we do have a few things that we can get rid of.
Yeah.
And there is this awesome page on Facebook based in Uppsala where you can sell, give away, or search for things that people are selling slash giving away. So I'm thinking that I'm going to take some pictures. So we have a TV that's just standing there.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of moving boxes that is really popular for other people to just get. So try to get rid of some stuff.
That's awesome.
Get some money, perhaps, for some things.
Yeah.
And get it a little bit more organized there.
Mm-hmm. You are really good at that stuff. You've given away / sold some things in the past, and it's been, like, really, really helpful. So I appreciate that you do that for
us. Thank you.
I really do.
Yeah, so that's my challenge, to get those things done. Cool. It might not be sold or given away by next podcast. Mm-hmm. We'll see how fast everything moves, but at least I'm going to start the process.
Cool.
So what is your challenge?
Mine is, I totally forgot my challenge this past week. Like, I never even thought about it, I think, after the last week's podcast, which was to follow a really great organizing system that I created for doing blog posts and Instagram pictures and things like that. And I did post some things and I did have some pictures, but I mean, it just completely went out of my mind. So I have my head is full of blog posts right now,
which
is so much fun. Full. I have so many ideas and a lot of them are actually very current, so they only make sense within the next 1 to 2 weeks. So my challenge is to actually produce them and get them done so they don't just disappear, because so many blog posts I have and things that I have that I want to write about, I have them in my head and then they never happen. it's just such a challenge for me when I come home during the week. So yes, I'm going to really try to get those things that are in my head out and onto, not paper, but the computer and on my blog. That makes me really excited because I love it.
Cool.
I have to make time for it. Have to.
You should just go ahead and, after we have recorded this, to sit down and get started.
Okay. If I got permission from you to do that.
Yeah, totally.
I'm so inspired in the mornings. I'm such a morning person, which is why it's crappy that I work in the mornings, Monday through Friday,
right.
Like somewhere away from home, so I can't do blog posts.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so there's my challenge, and that's your challenge. What are your challenges, everyone? Do you have anything that you want to work on this week? Perhaps a little self-love? Some things that you can do to make yourself feel better and make yourself feel loved? That's it for us for this weekend and this podcast. Stay tuned again next week. It'll be fun, an interview. We'll have a third person with us. It will be in English.
And also a little short tip. Don't forget to go on our YouTube channel. Yes. I uploaded a video a few days ago or a week ago where I'm unboxing something and I'm talking about my eating disorder a little bit. Please go and check that out.
Yes, Lena's going to start a fabulous new series, I think, on our YouTube channel and video. And we have some videoing stuff that we're going to do together, I think, this weekend as well. So stay updated with our YouTube channel as well.
Liz plus Lena.
That's right. All right, you guys, have a fabulous weekend and a great week. And we send you extra love this week and wish you all the best. Take care. We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.